I hope you can hear me out there in Parker Pathway land. This is live Parker Pathways on Sunday, February 11th. And what we're going to be doing today is to put a reality check on some aspects of investment, health care, politics, law, medicine, and a few other stories that have emerged that affect us in just about every way you can think, in terms of personal survival and national survival. And I appreciate the Parker Pathway listeners sending me messages and making a case for not wanting to see RBN off the air. And there's today some serious issues of making comparisons of catching us up to date on the effects of chloramine in the drinking water, the national issues and plans that have been signed and done, and generally a serious review that have affected some of the investment decisions that go into venture capital for what is called green money, and some of the situations that are involved with that. Most of the comparisons that are going to be made today are quite serious, because I'm going to make an overview of what I have talked about in the archives, and also give you an update on each one of them. So I'm going to be making some important comparisons of what, and explanations actually of other aspects of chemistry in the body, and the what's called the Wentworth models, which affect our medical protocols. Today, Catholics, I notice, have a day called the day, a World Day of the Sick. That's what today is on a Catholic calendar. And what I'm going to do is to, seeing that that is an appropriate day for that particular religion, this is what we're going to be talking about in today. It is the World Day of the Sick. And the fact that nearly 30 million people in this country are packing hospitals with respiratory problems and with intestinal problems, and having medical protocols and such. If you're over 65, you can't get antibiotics for these particular problems. The death rate for this particular respiratory situation in America today, in the past 3 months, some people have had it for 4 months, is not a reportable disease to the CDC. So as a result, the suggestions that have been made for how to try to help the people is counterindicated by increased mortality rates in hospitals. So we're going to be covering, as we usually do, we start slow and pick up big, but the area call is 800-313-9443, and I'll see you on the other side of the break.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Parker Pathways. Dr. Erwin Parker live. This is a live show. And it's going over that cold tundra out there of the United States of America. And for all my German industrial friends, good morning, Adios Mosa. And my Russian friends, Gashon Dichon. And for my Chinese friends, I just make a nice bow and hope we assimilate all that we need to assimilate today. One of the focuses of the archives for the previous work that I have produced on January 28th of the Archives of Parker Pathways. I discussed the medical legal constitution, the concept of how the 9/11 government was formed. There have been two amendments and will be seven more in the next 3 weeks to the 9/11 government. Out of the seven, there will be three that affect water and food directly. And this, of course, buttresses into what I'm trying to promote nationally, which is a constitutional amendment to change the concept of Amendment 10, which is part of the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments of the Constitution of the Bill of Rights, which read that the power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited to it, by to it thereof are conserved and reserved to the states representatively or to the people. That's Amendment 10 of the Bill of Rights. And that was written in 1791 when the concept of the whole business of health, welfare, and concept was all delegated to God. And so, but it's still in there. The notes are still in there. And we need to have a way to change the constitutional amendments in such a way that we have a way to vote on our water, food, and medical protocols, which I'll get into in another hour or so. But first of all, the understanding of how a constitutional amendment takes place, I'm going to cover in this Parker Pathway show, and how it buttresses up against some of the news breaks that have occurred in the past 2 weeks as a result of the things that have been signed in the middle of the night. January 21st on Parker Pathways, I discussed water intoxication. It was the lady that died in on a radio show promotion, and from drinking 2 gallons of water and not going to the bathroom. There was a lot of ignorance about how water becomes intoxicating in the body itself and what the body does to convert that into another chemical format, which has a very high conceptual idea of chlorine and non-metal combinations in the body that can kill you. You don't have to be the Mrs. Strange was her name. You don't have to be the poor lady to try to win a contest and hold your the water in your body to do this. You can be urinating on the electrolytes every 45 minutes and still come out with the same problem with intoxication from the water itself, based upon the contents of the water and the harmful cancerous agents that are in the water itself. On January 14th, Parker Pathways, I discussed drug patent term extensions. This now went into effect this past week. These are patent term extensions that are changed as a result of patent laws that affect our various drug consumptions in this country, which are now controlled by a whole different agency that your ma and pa didn't know about. On January 7th, the Parker Pathways I discussed what are called seed to sickness in the gene century. Here were exposés concerning how plants grow their own carcinogenic products from irrigated and recycled water, and how it affects the medical diagnostic system, and who's affected by it more than other people. And this turned out to be more of a exposé than I had ever realized. I'm going to cover a couple other things about it today. On December 31st, the title of my archives was the Technology Forecasting in the Gene Century. The technology forecasting that that I have been schooled with, of course, were the same kinds of technology forecasting that were used for making and building new submarines and airplanes during the Second World War, where these engineers came up with these exotic physics formulas and predictable and probability ratios and to try to beat the time clock on getting the war machine going. When you read these exquisite pieces of work, and I took them in as part of my world, and I am proposing that technology forecasting be applied to the emergency that we have, that we must increase the state of the art of engineering for our water, food, and medical diagnostic systems. We're in an emergency situation, and a world war situation, a bioterror situation, a a political situation and also a ecosystem collapse in various parts of the world on the peripheries of the continents, particularly America. Good example, of course, is the Gulf in Mexico, there off of Texas and other states that are pertinent to Florida. Some of those ecosystems are as close to dead zones as you can get, and has affected nearly 13 to 15% of the fish population of the world. On December 24th, and by the way, we're drinking that water. Let's get it real clear. Not to make a pun. On December 24th, there was a rebroadcast of the laboratory medicine situation, of which I was proposing the new tests that need to be invented for making diagnosis and how that affects the venture capital system. On December 17th is a genetic engineering system on recycled water and how it's affecting organ transplants rejections. And this is another high bar level on laboratory medicine. On December 10th was fluoride and other disinfectant byproducts. We interviewed Professor Hersey, who has really at the American University as a professor of chemistry. Really a long time ago, led the real thrust of discovery and implementation of fluoride as a non-metal and as an electrolyte system should not be in our bodies. And he was very convincing on that, and I back him 100%. But I added a few pieces of that layer of pancakes on his, and we came out with really a powerful interview. December 3rd was Sustainable Freedom with interview with Tom DeVise, and concerning the effect of the political aspects of how our political system is setting up mathematical protocols for the basis of our population control. November 26th, Parker Pathways and interviewed Bob Dornan. We covered radical Islam, and of course it was applied in a very powerful way, with Bob Dornan being 8 times plus out in the House of Representatives, and is still connected out there in the Beltway, and his contribution was really startling. And on November 19th, we discussed America, what's at stake, and turns of how our country is changing and altering the laws by presidential fiat, which I will be getting into this today. It's really one of the cornerstones of today's show. The title of what happened in the New York Times on the 30th of January read, "Bush signs order increasing sway at U.S. agencies." And this is because businesses wanted to favor the move of signing these U.S. agency controls. And I'm going to be getting into that. It has to do with water, food, and health and safety. We'll see you on the other side of the break, and the call-in is 800-313-9443.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, live on Sunday, February 11th. And in the process of covering some of the information from November 12th, Parker Pathways, the title of that show was Fluoride That Kills. And I went into the deep chemistry of fluoride and what is basically known at this particular time, and how some of these non-metal systems are involved in the process of taking and essentially killing people. And you don't like to use the word kill, but that's the truth of it. And every non-metal on the chemical chart, the non-metals are fluoride, chlorine, bromine, and iodine, are added into the water in some form that we use in the system of survival. The whole process of the American thinking is that we spend, as I understand it, from the General Accounting Office, $11 billion a year on bottled water. And out of that, we have all of the bottles that are discarded into the system, all the toxic plastic that's involved with the bottle of water. And that's in the system. I say probably they're roughing it out at 40 million containers a year. But I think it's more than that. And what people don't realize is that nearly 50% of that bottled water has got the same problems in it that the secondary cancerous products that the tap water is, which is why I'm discussing the concept of a national initiative, which is called Toilet to Tap to Table Initiative, because this is in our food. This is in our water. This is in our medical systems. This is in our toilet. And it's a process by which I got into, on the October 22nd, Parker Pathways. The title of that show was Patent Rights of Biological Materials, because a lot of the people that are doing out organ transplants, they don't want the public to know. And as if there's some kind of genie that waves a wand and you're supposed to have a good organ. I wanted to mention that the lead story in the news for the past few days has been Nicole Smith's death. Every day that that Anna Nicole Smith's death story has appeared on the radio or let's say the TV, there has been something else signed in the hallways of Congress and the House of Representatives, whom they are arguing over how to control the organ transplants from the China situation, which I covered on September 22nd of last year in Parker Pathways, called China, the Globalization of Technology and Human Tissue. And, of course, those treaties and concept of organ transplants from humans that are contaminated and how they're going to be worked out in such a way to smooth this over all went into effect this past week. Not a word. Anywhere along the pathway of information. At the same time, to jump ahead, on September 29, Parker Pathways, I discussed at great length global strategies for water and food dominations, how the value of the water would be the next war, how these things were developing in the ownership of the human tissue and the blood and cloning tissues. And I call it celebrity genome projects, where people with the money can get their own organs taken care of to work with this in such a way. I found in this process of all these intricate documents and the things that I'm uncovering and adding one piece of information of knowledge base to the other, I noticed that on February 8th, there was a leak in the House of Representatives. This had to do with, it was kind of a footnote to Nancy Pelosi's request to have a bigger plane fly her from Washington to California because, you know, she wanted to do that. And said, well, if a man can do it, I can do it. On that same day, they signed sewage water for watering forest fires. That's a piece of work. And I'll come back after the break and we'll discuss this a little more in detail. You need to know about this as well.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wristies comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com, or call 800-724-2719.
This is Parker Pathways. This is a live show on RBN. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And I want to continue with our archival reviews here and get ready to be able to tie all this up in the exposés in the next hour. But first of all, you need to know the foundation of all of this that I've been building for months, and all of this is coming to fruition at this time. And what you can do about it, which is the constitutional amendment, which I'll read in a few minutes. But the whole thing comes down to the fact that we need other ways to legally determine the liabilities for people that are in city councils, that are in water boards, government agencies concerning their decisions, and to see if the millions of people that they affect can have some legal weight beyond toxic tort cases, because a lot of people have taken a lot of information in terms of contamination and trying to work it just for their own toxic tort case, instead of looking at the fact that the concept of the class action suit has long ago been revised. That was done last year when President Bush signed the Toxic Tort Revival Act, and of course that was to limit the amount of $5 million on the cap. Can't cross state lines. And, of course, if your water begins in Yosemite or begins in upper Minnesota or begins in the upper Mississippi, you cannot sue for the water medical damage that was done to you in your state if you happen to be in Mississippi or Louisiana when the water came from South Dakota, which it does. And this brings us to in Arizona, the state of Arizona is discussing, beyond discussion really, is using sewage water for watering forest fires. Now, if you had, here again, we get into the basics of biology. I mean, anyone that has taken biology, if they manage to get input in such a way, you have essentially trees. You have plants. You have plants that already make peroxidases, and these peroxidases are in the molecular weights that are quite high. And if you change any one of those structures in terms of adding to or subtracting from the contaminated sewage water, which they're claiming, well, it'll come from a sewage disposal plant, that'll take care of it. Here we go again. The tree not only makes the carbon dioxide, in terms of a carbon dioxide conversion, but it also supplies us with the oxygen that we need to breathe. It also does more than that. That oxygen is connected to what are called a aromatic amine, and this can cause DNA damage and genotoxic effects in the human body if that molecule isn't attached correctly. If you take a tree, come anything, the reason forest fires a lot of times is to facilitate reproduction. Trees are reproducing in such a way where they create the leaves and concepts of cones and the other forms of bark processes which explode and spread the seeds. So they can reproduce. This is a normal process within nature. However, the water that's used by nature is based upon what is called the ecological precipitation reverse system. Without it, we do not live on this planet. We can talk about ozonation, so we can have ozone, UV protection, we can talk about all these things, but the whole thing is that they're bogus discussions. The real issue here is the fact that you cannot create an energy from a contaminated water source. Now, that has to be really understood. Otherwise, we're just playing games out here in terms of some incredible idea that they're going to save water by using sewage water to go into the process of which the sewage water is already causing. I have listed many, many, many medical research studies and concerning recycled water to make it potable. And of course, it doesn't. And you put it into the plant. The plant actually is also serving a lot of trees and the rest of it on our Earth. Actually, part of the what's called the organic systems. So these organic systems produce other plants, which if that cell process through the gene system is transferred, then which it is because it's through the ecology system, we're drinking it. So I find it hypocritical that. The people who are against genetic engineering don't understand that, as I've explained in many Parker Pathway shows, our immune systems are being compromised on a genetic basis not every 10 years, not every 20 years, but every day. And on the next hour, I'll be talking about how vaccinating girls for cervical cancer to try to stop this process. I find another piece of science that goes the way of someone telling me that it really isn't a problem with this. NASA tried sensor science with a spokesman that came out of NASA. NASA told him that he could no longer express his views in the public concerning this whole concept. It's called censoring science. And to stop this very concept that I'm explaining right now. And the meteorologist on the Weather Channel, the lady's on there that is a meteorologist, who is saying that meteorologists should lose their license as a meteorologist if they do not accept the idea that there's global warming. She's since explained that's really not what she meant. Well, I've seen the clip. I've seen it twice. She meant it. And I find that censoring science, the science that will directly relate to us, is something that we all live through. The EPA did it when I exposed, for instance, the work by Dr. Meyer in 1985, which was called the Evaluation of Chemicals Used for Drinking Water Disinfectant for Production of Chromosomal Damage in Sperm Head Abnormalities in Mice. This occurred in the Environmental Mutagenesis Journal in 1985. This was one of many of the sperm head breakage concepts which are exposed. This was taken off, hidden, and almost destroyed in medical libraries to keep the public from knowing about that study. That's one of 700 and some 16 that I know about on that one subject, which I have before they started to destroy these documents, put them in archives of which you could not find. And Dr. McKnight's work, the reactions of ozonation byproducts with chlorine and chloramines in the procedure in 1992, which is the annual conference that occurred in Vancouver, British Columbia. This is a 600-page document, which is you're not going to find on your handy internet. But this, where do you think that the processes are explained? If the processes are explained, that you pass it through the plants, you pass it through the ecology, and then you get it, then you drink it. It's like somebody on a television a few days ago was saying, I got a guy in New York City who's taking this is the usual EPA media control baloney, where they have a guy taking water out of a tap in New York City. He says, I've been drinking this for 53 years, and it hasn't caused me any problems. Well, good for you. The only thing is that it's called a concept of bioaccumulation, which I got into in the chloramine causes collateral health damage, which is on the homepage of RBN. And it chloramine is a toxin added to the drinking water. It was my first sentence. This is an abbreviated version of what happened, but I'll explain it very quickly, that chloramine is a secondary product which many states use as a primary disinfectant. Well, why do they do that? Well, because they're trying to supplement out to kill the Giardia and the Cryptosporidium, but other kinds of viruses, which it does not do. Chloramine is ammonia added to chlorine to make chloramine. Chlorine has been shown from animal and human studies that cause breast cancer in humans. Now, you can take what's come out since I have copywritten this out in the year 2006. The whole process now, we have everybody out here with little canisters putting into shower heads to take the chlorine and change the chlorine in some way. And that's being promoted as products. The only thing about it is that chlorine has bases reacting out with another nonmetal and is creating a whole new secondary cancerous product. Listed in the MSDS sheet, these are industrial sheets. This is the industrial chemical book. It's used only in an emergency to attempt to destroy any kind of work an antidote in case you get poisoned by the chemical that you're using. But chlorine does not have an antidote and is genotoxic, which means it destroys genes, and means that it is also mutagenic, which causes mutations, and it causes tissue mutations. You can't boil chloramine out of the water, and it can kill fish in hobby tanks. Well, of course, the hobby tank people and the rest of it got very upset, but meanwhile, people's fish is dying, and they still do. Hemodialysis patients have a special consideration not to have chloramine in their blood. They could die in minutes, which is true. The extensive carbon filters are not appropriate to take the nitrogen out of ammonia. You can add, like a lot of hemodialysis units are doing now, is to keep adding carbon filters, but this isn't going to solve the problem. What's going to solve the problem is another issue here. One of the stories that got buried around Nicole Smith's death is a story about sinkholes. Now, in America, right now, as of this past 2 weeks, there are parts of towns in America that are sinking. And there's a whole process of this is saying, well, this has to do with the infrastructure of our pipes and the rest of it. And I remember telling my Parker Pathway listeners in September, my meetings with people that were working out with the General Accounting Office, and they told me the accurate figure in their world. They said it's $1.5 trillion to repair the infrastructure of America, and it's going to cost too much. And so we're just going to have the people pay more for their water and have the local people work with their pipes. If you ever have, this is our whole point of the constitutional amendment, taking money which is not being used correctly, making decisions about pipes and infrastructures and water boards and water chemists who are absolutely committing medical negligence. Our process here of the constitutional amendment is to say clearly that health officers are playing a death game with all of us, daily, even as I speak. And the thing is that they're in those little districts in their labs, adding and subtracting the chloramines and working it through, saying, well, the infrastructure of the pipe, we're going to find out if our dosage is correct. It doesn't cause any substantial adverse effect, but we're going to see if we get anybody reporting rashes, respiratory problems, intestinal disorders, cancers of the colon and bladder, of which I have 200 medical references that were done before 1989. Concerning this subject. Oh, this is how we're going to do it. That is medical negligence. You cannot, under any circumstance, on any science, consider that anything but. Chronic kidney disease causes the organs to slowly lose their ability to filter the toxins in the bloodstream. Many of the 20 million estimated to have kidney disease do not know it. Now, that one sentence, I got more flack from these so-called people that think they know about science who work in these water districts. Says, well, how do you know that they're all, they don't know it? How do you know you got that figure? Well, since I wrote that, that figure is now 40 million. And the whole thing comes down to the fact that when we have a problem of trying to get organ transplants and decipher out how we're going to take the glomeruli of the kidney and change it, and you do not have a system to work it out, you need to advance your science and technology. That's why I wanted to get into the technology forecasting concept on changing the state of the art to make this work. Because water utility districts are asking humans to be human processing plants for chloramine in the body. There are presently known 1,500 disinfectant byproducts in the drinking water with several known secondary and carcinogenic products from the chemistry pathway. I was the one in America, in the United States of America, to tell the public that there were 1,500 disinfectant byproducts in drinking water. Not one person who had up on the appointments of the FDA, the EPA, and the National Institute of Health wanted that statement out there. Now, the other aspect, I'm reading right from what I wrote. In 2006, I actually wrote this in 2004, but it appeared in RBN on the front page. You can download this and get a real eyeful. Human as a processing plant, can bioaccumulate the nitrogen toxins from the impaired kidney, liver, or impaired immune system, and can bioaccumulate the amine toxins and secondary cancerous products from the chemistry of the water, and are used to accumulate even in various ammonia states on dose related to chlorine in the drinking water. Right there is your killer. So the chloramine in drinking water can enter the digestion and bloodstream, and this is called the nitrogen balance. Now, nitrogen balance refers to the difference between the intake and total nitrogen loss in urine, sweat, and bowel elimination. Ammonia, mainly from the breakdown of ammonia acid and amino acid pathways, is toxic to all animals. Humans, therefore, initially detoxify ammonia by converting it to glutamine for transport to the liver. And therein why we get secondary diabetes type 2s, because we're not transporting or detoxifying the ammonia correctly. We'll come back on the other end of the break, and we'll continue with the analysis of this.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a three-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Pathways. Dr. Wynn Porter, this is live. This is a live Sunday show. And we're covering chloramine causes collateral health damage, which has been translated in four languages around the world. And one of the points that I wrote in the year 2006 to give you an update, I said we need a national movement at the headwaters for alternate energy and engineering technologies for ultraviolet light, reverse osmosis, ozonation, and other technologies to replace the pipe infrastructures. Health costs alone will provide an economy of scale for end-organ diseases in America. After the installation of alternate technologies, we will not have to set tort damage caps and the tort law for wrongful death suits in different state jurisdictions and in the appellate courts in equity. Since chloramine is a toxin added to water, water qualifies to be nationally known as a toxin. Bottled water should have a label of ingredients for disinfectant byproducts. In other words, bottled water should have a black label. And we as Americans should have a right to vote in our water and food supply, irrigated by toxic water. I wrote that in year 2004. Since that time, process of trying to suppress the concept of irrigation of recycled water is not affecting the food has been distorted by many, many legislative activities that have gone into Congress and picketed in the past 2 weeks. And the concept of where ozonization has gone since I first came out with this is that the water districts are slowly trying to eliminate that concept, even though it's being used with great success in Milwaukee. There's some places in St. Louis experimenting, and in Minnesota there's some tremendous work being done with ozonization. And the use, of course, in ultraviolet light is being taken up as a stopgap, and that's legitimate. But the state of the art in the research concept of doing the ultraviolet light and the reverse osmosis is not being promoted on the bigger scale because the federal government monies the city councils want for other things, and the process or what they want for the other things are really based upon the idea a piecemeal, if at all, in any of the what are called watershed kinds of work. In other words, the idea that the government has is to be able to take watersheds, take them over, and try to readjust the human psychology as to how the watershed will actually be used, rather than trying to correct the situation. Excuse me. And, of course, the Proposition 84 was an example in California where they sold the public on the idea to get clean water from repairing levees, but actually, in truth, it was nothing more than just a scheme to sell bonds in the New York Stock Exchange so that they could support nonprofit groups, of which there are 12 or 15 of them that will be supported with $5,688,000,000 over a period of 10 years, and nothing about how to expand the technologies to try to make our water and our food and our medical protocols safe. When we come back on the next hour, I'm going to give you happened in Washington that ties into all of this system on what I've exposed nationally.